Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're talking about every P's favourite topic, parties.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
How has your week been?
It's been busy.
Yeah, you're really busy with work and you're back into it.
Yeah, I'm back into it. So
Mandy Hoshi knows
had a lot of clients because I took some time off. So then I was like jamming people in.
Yeah.
So I'm not complaining. It was good for my brain.
Yeah. It's just trying to fit everything in around.
Yeah, and doing this. I did my last sleep talk. So I've been doing sleep talks for 8 years as part of my business and I decided to stop that. Mm. And so that was, had some emotions around that for me. But Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And now?
There's seasons, I keep telling myself.
That's right.
There's seasons for things.
Yes. And hopefully the season will be less evening talks.
Yeah, that's right.
Although we'll probably end up doing them.
Yeah, well, that's okay. But I'm ready to move
but
towards
lots of
more peace
during the day.
Work. That's right.
We do evenings for schools, but yeah lots of them are during the day. So
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, peace specific.
I'm just looking at Kate's dog looking at me through the window.
Going, let me in.
Not
a chance.
In.
If she was an old dog, yes. She'd lie at my feet. But she's a young dog and she's
very feisty. What about your week?
Big announcement in my world is that I'm winding back my business. Mm. So, you know, I think a very wise person once said, don't make lots of big life decisions all at once. But I am.
Yeah, that's
so,
okay.
This,
after the pandemic, I just think all those trite things that people say, it's out the window.
And I was Mandy and I went out for dinner on Friday night and I was chatting to our friend Michelle and she said, actually, this is the time we're all making huge decisions because we've realised what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And she said, and we've also realised how exhausting working more than we were meant to.
Yes.
You know, and obviously I desperately need money.
Yes.
So I can't not work, but I love staging. I love all of it, but it's so hard to get staff post-pandemic. Yes. So hard to get good staff. My staff have to be amazing.
Yes.
Because I will ring them and say, I can't come in this morning.
Yes.
I've got to do this. So I do expect a lot of them, and I love them like they're my children.
Mm.
But that's also, you know, people don't want to do that maybe or I don't know. Anyway, it's just really hard.
Yeah.
And I thought.
And it's a big deal to give up your business that you built from scratch.
I know. So I've had a lot of feelings about it.
Yes.
I'll still do the consulting, so you can get me out and I'll say, move that picture, move that lamp, you know, that sort of stuff. Or you need a stager or you don't. I'll have more time for pee stuff.
Yeah.
Mandy and I are working on another podcast, so that will come out. And then I'll, you know, I'll just get a job at Baker's Delight or something. I'm tired of running my own business.
Yes, I'm tired.
So I'll be selling some stock.
Yes. So that could be a day for peas to come.
Yeah. I'll sign your cushion.
You want cushions? You want tables, chairs, gorgeous furniture. I said to Kate, I'll be there. We'll be
selling stuff.
We will sell all your stock.
Yeah. So, but I feel relieved. So I think like I've done the right thing.
Yeah.
And in order to make money from that business, I have to work extraordinarily hard, which I don't mind.
No, you're not a hard worker. No. But it's actually physically really hard too.
Yeah, it is. And the boys are now doing like a TAFE, day a week at TAFE. I've sort of got to get them there and back.
Yeah.
And they're doing year 10, so that sort of upped all that.
Yeah.
Like I have to be present at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I'll just work around that. And, I've had a couple of people say, would you like to come work for me? Anyone wants me to do voiceovers?
Yes.
I can do that. Let me know.
Yes. Perfect.
Anyway, so, that's.
Well, I just want to acknowledge that that's enormous.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. It is. And I'm scared, but also relieved.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and it is what it is.
And it is the pandemic that killed it.
Oh, it is, yes.
Hands down.
Because I'd have to rebuild it and I'd have to buy all new stock and I'm like, I just. And maybe I'm at an emotional, vulnerable point in my life, but I can't do it.
Yep, that's okay.
So, you know, that's okay as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, we need to tell you about the weather.
It's raining.
It's raining.
And I said this morning, oh, it's so nice to hear the rain.
Yeah, I know.
So we haven't had it for a little bit.
And I know the rest of Australia, you've had La Nina.
We haven't.
She just left Melbourne. So we've had a really lovely summer.
La Nina cracked the shits in Melbourne
too. She did. She's gone. No one wants to be here.
Not even torrential rain wants to be here.
She sort of came in December and October.
And then she's like, stop here.
So we have terrible summers in Melbourne. No, we have awesome summers, but we'll have 30,
30, 30, 16. Yeah, you know? That's right.
So we've had more humid weather.
Yes.
I think that's Nina.
Yeah.
And we've had just really lovely days.
Yeah.
Really. It hasn't been 40 though.
No, great.
And Perth, I'm sorry, because I know you have had the most days over 40 on record. It's been so unbearably hot.
We are heat rectums.
Yeah, we are heat rectums. I'm sorry. It must be revolting. But it's been nice to actually have a few nice days in a row.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Melbourne deserves that.
I think we do. We deserve everything the world and the universe wants to give us.
Yeah, we'll take it. Because winter's coming.
I know.
Winter is coming and we'll probably end up with heaps of cases. So you know what? Anyway.
So today we're doing an episode which I think we've been wanting to do for a long time.
A long time.
It's just that I relentlessly book guests in.
So we're going to try this year.
I'm trying. I'm trying to have a bit more of a
and do some Mandy method. And Kate days.
Yes, have a few more Mandy and Kate days. Mm, so that's only because I just want so many people's stories
told.
Yeah,
we love them. And we know you love them. We know. So we won't ever do a Mandy and Kate day at the exclusion of someone else.
No, exactly. Because I was like, okay, scrap Mandy and Kate, put them in.
That's right. And that will probably end up happening again.
But also I think these topics are good for rectums to listen to because they can pull in and, okay, oh, they've got an episode on parties. Oh, they've got an episode on school awards. Oh, they've got an episode on guilt, whatever. They are accessible for people.
I think
people.
So too. Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm going to tell you.
What's the definition of parties?
What's the definition of a party?
Even though most people know. But that's how we start these episodes.
That is. We get out our computer and we find.
That's right. You are on the phone.
I know. I am on my phone today. Sorry. It's not my laptop. I've got my laptop sitting right
there. Don't forget we've got old jokes.
I know.
We need to bring them back.
So The noun for party, a social gathering of invited guests, typically involving eating, drinking, and entertainment.
Mm.
And then the verb, enjoy yourself at a party or lively gathering, typically with drinking and music. So I think from the time we're like one, parties for a lot of us are a huge part of our lives.
Yeah.
And I don't
As in being a parent.
And a child. Yeah. Like we can't remember them all, but if you go back and look through your baby photos, there's normally a photo of, you know,
some sort of party,
like your cousin's birthday or, you know, I can remember going to one of my cousins' birthday. They lived in Dural in Sydney and they had like an acre. And so they had like a big old house and there was we could run around this huge, you know,
fun.
There was ponds and
and
I remember we had balloons and wore dresses with white socks and patent leather shoes.
Oh, patent leather shoes.
Just thought I was
Is that
it
the and 70s and 80s.
Bit.
Oh. And especially church.
Oh, especially church. White too. Socks with a little bit of lace around
them. Yeah. That was special sock day.
Special sock day.
Did you have parties as a little girl?
Yeah, I did have parties as a little girl. We didn't have heaps. I was one of four. So I think it's just too much to have loads of parties. But birthdays were special. My mum always bought me something that I really wanted or needed or, I definitely did. Did you?
I think I had a party maybe when I was five. There's one photo of me with a heart-shaped pink cake with five candles and a very special dress with a little pin. What was it, Mum? What was it?
Like birthday girl.
Like a little bird pin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like it was very special.
Yep.
Yes. I probably had a lavender bag pinned to my singlet. Mum did do those as well.
Put a lavender bag in your clothes.
Yes, like pinned to my singlet so that it smelled like lavender. I don't know if I wore them or if they were in. No, I think they were pinned.
Wow. Yeah. Like I had lavender bags in my drawers occasionally.
Yeah.
But I never wore it around.
Anyway, she'll probably listen and go, that was not what we did. Anyway, so I can't remember the party.
But I can't,
But there is a photo with a few children in our backyard, so it must have been. And then I had a 13th at the Billabong.
Wow.
Do you remember the Billabong?
Adventure
Well, Club. It was, no, this was in like Wheeler's Hill. So it was like a kids' section of a pub.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah vaguely.
So it's very, very special. So like three friends from high school and we went there. Yes, wow. We all got raspberry lemonade. And, you know, like you've made.
Oh, because and we did not, I know. We're old. We didn't go out for dinner.
Oh, no.
Never. I can never remember unless we went to Ireland on holidays, which my parents literally sold the car for and saved up for a long time. We didn't go out.
We went to the Ferntree Gully Pizza Hut, which was upstairs.
Oh, yeah. We used to go to the Pizza Hut in Ringwood sometimes.
People in the 80s know that Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Well, it's very strange. Special. It's just you drive along the road and all of a sudden there's a Pizza Hut on stilts. Why?
We lived
Why didn't they put it down and you could park
know.
Under
now,
it?
Now it's like a pool centre or something.
I know,
I mean, it's such
weird,
a shame.
But
I wish someone would bring it back.
It's still got the Pizza Hut
building. Yeah.
Like, because they had a shape.
Yes. And then I didn't have any more parties till my 21st.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, I remember I had a party when I was 10. So when I was 10, we moved from Sydney to Melbourne and I did not want to move, of course.
Yeah, it's a brutal age to leave your friends.
It is. So I was moving maybe a month or two after I turned 10. And so Mum and Dad rented the church hall, invited my whole class.
Yes.
And I think we didn't have Sunday school because we went to church on Sabbath. We had Sabbath school.
Yeah.
I think all the Sabbath school kids and Dad got balloons printed that were like rainbowy looking. Multicolored, and they said, "Happy 10th birthday, Kate."
Oh my!
And
gosh.
I just thought, "I'm
it I've arrived.
I've arrived." I had kept those balloons till they perished. I reckon I still had them
special.
About 8 years ago.
So they realised it was a tough time for you, and they wanted to spoil.
Yeah, and it was like goodbye to all of our my friends and stuff because we didn't do. I don't know if anyone did lots of parties.
I just don't think they did.
I think parties was also like fairy bread, three friends, you can swim in someone's pool if they had a pool.
Well, not for you, but horrendous cocktail franks.
Oh,
you
right.
You know, like with the red skin.
Yes, little boys.
Yep, little boys.
I did have a party when we moved to Melbourne. I think I was 12 and I had two friends and we hired bikes. I had a bike and we hired a bike for her and we rode along the Yarra.
Oh, fun.
I remember that, like thinking that was really, really fun.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, not a big deal really.
No. So I would say most Gen Xers would probably feel the same.
Yeah.
It wasn't as big a deal as perhaps it is now.
No, 21sts were big, 18ths were big.
Yeah. I didn't have an 18th.
Well, I think in the church they're not as big yes. because it's not legally drinking.
Yes.
But I know lots of my friends had like some sort of 18th.
Oh, yeah. I went to a really yeah. great 18th with like seven police cars and.
Oh, wow.
yeah, people. Well, of course, I arrived after youth group because right. that was a thing yes. if you grew up yeah, in the church. Yeah, I'd go yeah. to youth group first and then I would go to the parties where yep. all my friends were drunk.
Yes.
And then I'd have to pretend.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't care anyway because they didn't know. No. But, yeah, that was always my was, I'll have to come after youth group.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that my growing up, I mean, I definitely went to a few wild parties, but mostly not.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And we grew up with parents that went to church events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was saying to Mandy, like, a church party, like you could literally be turning 21 or whatever and they'd hire the church hall and do charades or Pictionary or like.
And we always had lots
had
of
a great
it was like youth group. So they'd be like, you know, dress up night. Everyone
yes.
come dressed as something beginning with P.
Yes.
You're like, this is where my dad would shine.
Oh,
you know, he built a pyramid once because
oh,
he's a builder.
Right.
So
oh, yeah.
he goes with like a pyramid. But so we were used to that sort of creativity.
Lots of creativity.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. So lots of dress ups.
When I was thinking about parties for my girls, I was like, well, we can do it creatively. It doesn't have
yeah.
to be.
No.
Yeah.
But it must have been our generation of parents that just went
started
straight
parties.
To 11 with
oh,
the whole.
Oh, we totally did. And I did. And I am all for admitting that.
Yeah, yeah.
I went over the top.
Like my kids, we did. A party every other year.
Yeah,
like you don't
same.
Get a party
yep,
every year.
Every second year.
And now, yeah, and obviously nothing.
Yeah.
But and COVID, I think,
yeah.
has killed a lot of that too. But when the twins were one, that was a super emotional.
Oh yeah.
Super emotional day for me.
Yeah.
And I had a party at home, and I actually so in the Seventh Adventist Church we don't christen babies or
right,
anything
yeah.
like
Do
that.
Like a dedication.
A dedication.
Same.
And so I wasn't going to church anymore, but all my other children were dedicated.
Yeah.
And so we got the minister to come to our house.
Yeah.
And the boys were dedicated.
Yeah.
And we had friends over and we had cupcakes and I remember they went to bed.
Yeah.
It was like so in the afternoon
birthday
they
boys,
had two sleeps
oh,
a day.
No, that's right.
And it wasn't no way was I keeping them
yeah.
up.
No
twin mum. No twin mum keeps those babies up.
No, they're a party strategically around
yeah.
sleep time.
I remember someone saying, are you gonna put them to bed?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I really
I
am.
I think I had mine from 3 to 5.
Yeah. People probably thought, what a weird time to have a first birthday.
Well, that's the only time they're up, so you're gonna wanna yeah. see them.
I was also thinking about when I first discovered that parties were tricky for people with disabilities is because my husband has a severe hearing loss.
Mm.
And so when we started going out and then married, I really noticed, oh, my gosh, like parties are really hard for him.
Yes.
Loud
so
music.
So much background
crowds
noise.
Crowds of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so just that was always stressful for him.
Yep.
And then in turn for me because I'd be like, well, I know he's sitting over there and he can't hear anything and the music's blaring and
yeah, how
he's
going to
have ringing in his
and you
ears
feel
and
left
he's,
out.
And
yeah.
he's not a boring person.
No, yeah.
And so, you know, that was the same with going to church. Anywhere that was loud
yeah.
was really difficult for people, for him,
yep.
with hearing aids.
Yeah.
So then I just started going to parties on my own. So
yep.
I've always been fine with that.
Yep.
And because I remember going to see the psychologist when the girls were 3 and I was saying, you know, it's hard, he can't come to things. And she was like, you cannot expect someone to go somewhere where they're going to be physically hurt.
Yeah, you can't.
And I thought, oh, my God, I'd never thought about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And
yep.
so that just changed everything.
Yep.
And we have friends that are always thoughtful about, you know, trying to have room. If we could, you know, if we go out for dinner, can we have somewhere that's got a little room?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Our friends are really good at trying to help with that. But loud music and stuff, not, it can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because then his ears are ringing for days and.
Oh, yeah, horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
And if you, I mean, there's nothing worse. Well, I'm sure there are worse things. But it's horrible when you're at a party or a gathering and you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And you feel left out for
yes.
whatever reason or this isn't my group of people.
Yes.
Everyone's drunk and you're not.
Yeah.
Or.
So many reasons.
So many reasons. You can't yeah. eat any of the food. I mean, we've all been at
yeah.
events like that.
Yeah.
So. You're just trying to think, how can I ghost out of here? I got to get
yeah.
out of here. So,
yeah.
Yeah. If every party was like that, yeah, horrible.
Yeah, really, really. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And it's not that he's completely antisocial. It's
no,
just,
no, no.
It's too hard and he pays the price for days.
Yep. Yep.
So we asked the Brains Trust.
We did.
What did they think? And so the Brains Trust, if you're new to listening,
is welcome.
They are the group of people that are friends of mine and Kate's that have children with disabilities, additional needs. They're the ones we asked to name the podcast.
Yes.
And they're the ones that we always go to when we ask these questions. Yep. So we've got quite a few things to read about them.
Yep.
Do you want to go first, Kate?
Sure. So our first beautiful mum said, "My experience was overly positive with my twins. They were both invited to all the early years parties and all the parents were just lovely at trying to accommodate. We had one experience in about year four when the party was roller skating, and for my dyspraxic ID and CP twins, this was quite challenging, but we went and made the most of it. As they got older, however, this changed. One twin with milder disabilities was told by a friend, in inverted commas, at school that she wasn't invited to her birthday, but don't worry, you will be next year.
Oh,
my girl didn't see that she was being purposely excluded. All the other girls in the class were invited but her. My heart broke for her. She still to this day hasn't worked it out, and I'm sort of glad about it because it was downright cruel."
So this is probably a warning that this episode is going to be the truth of people's children being left out of parties. And so what we're going to say is we're going to do like our rectum episode. And then we did an anti-rectum episode. Mm. So today is going to be about the people that have been left out. And then we're going to put a call of action to you guys.
Tell us all the left-ins.
Tell us all the left-ins.
Yeah.
Tell us all the great stories of parties.
Tell us the ones that work. And we'll do another episode.
And we'll do another episode, okay?
Yep.
So we don't want you to think today, oh, this is all the hard stuff. Well, actually it is. And welcome to our podcast.
Yeah. But the truth is, this is one of the biggest issues that en masse we face as families, right?
Yes.
And so I think when you say to people, I'll talk to someone whose kids are 30, how are they going? That, you know, unless they're braggers, they'll say, oh, they've found their life partner, or they're really happy in their this, they're included in something.
Yeah.
So when from, you know, prep or before school's even started, you may see your child excluded, it's really painful.
Oh, it's a pain.
And it's painful for that child and it's for the cousins and aunties and everybody else. So we're not steering away from that. This is the truth.
This is the truth.
And you know what? You just have to get your tissues out today.
Yeah, yep. That's right. There's also lots of complexities within twins.
Yes, lots.
And those of you with typical developing twins will have the similar issues as well, right?
Someone gets invited, someone
doesn't. But I suppose when it's with our kids, disabled kids or kids with additional needs, it's another blow to them.
It really is, yep.
So this person said, "My oldest isn't invited to parties. She stopped asking why she isn't included." Oh, I just want to cry. She knows. She asks why her younger sister gets heaps, and I want to cry and scream at the same time, trying to work out what to do for her for my oldest birthday happening this month. Mm. If we try leading by example, am I setting her up for more rejection and hurt when the invitation isn't reciprocated? Advice, please.
I know. We would love to. I don't know the answer.
No.
I don't know the answer, but I know Buzz and Woody were talking about friends of ours, and we were trying to catch up with them for something and they just constantly had parties. And Woody said, "How many parties do people go to?" And I was like, you know, and then Buzz was like, "Well, you know, people do that. We just don't." And I think, you know, they're 16.
Yeah.
So they're fully aware that they just don't get asked, you know.
Yes. And I think it's a particular pain, when pain as in hurt, when a younger sibling, and we've had that in our house, you know, Miss 11's is bringing home invitations on the fridge. It's one after the other after the other.
Yep.
And then your bigger sisters or brothers are watching thinking.
I know. And that's when you really realize. So for me, you know, I had my three elder children and then I had the amazing dynamic duo. And so I remember the relentless parties. I had a party cupboard of just Legos on sale or, you know, lip glosses on sale. And then all of a sudden I just didn't need it. And I knew, well, it's not our family because our family's been invited to parties.
Yeah.
It's not me. I'm not some horrible mum. Yeah. Oh, it's literally my beautiful children that you don't want in your home. And I think I've just cried buckets over parties
Yeah,
like for a long time. I think I'm – I know what it is now. It is what it is. But during primary school.
Oh, it's tough.
And if you're there, I see you. We see you.
Yep.
It is a really, really, really tricky, tricky time. And just when they all come back to school on Monday and they're talking about the bouncing castle or the and when they hand out those invitations in front of everybody.
Oh, gosh. I always, with my girls, I either drive the invitations around to their houses, stick it in their letterboxes, or we invite all the girls in the class.
Yeah,
or,
and that's different.
You know, just to try to be thoughtful about that because I've seen it happen. It breaks your heart. Oh. Seeing little girls standing there just like, well, I'm not getting invited. It's not just kids with disabilities.
No.
It's refugee kids.
Yep.
It's kids that are in child protection, foster kids.
Yep.
It's
We're very good about who we exclude, really.
Oh, we
will exclude lots of people.
We will cover a lot of people to exclude, you know, and I always tried my best. We even, with our little friend Tamika, who I spoke about, you know, years ago, we gave her a party on camp and all the mums and we bought lolly bags and because we knew she'd never had a party in her life.
I know.
You know, just it just takes a few adults to look out and make a, you know.
Yeah, it does. And it also, and Mandy and I hope, are champions of calling in.
Yep.
And so, you know, the fact that no one in my boys' class ever thought of going, we should invite them.
Yeah.
How can – we'll talk to Kate and we'll ask her if they have anything that which they would have just gone and not eaten. They're really happy to just be in the room.
Yeah.
So I don't want to feel like we're calling people out, but I also think this is a really great opportunity for you to be called in and for you to be able to ask those kids to the party.
Yeah.
And I think what else it does is it actually actively shows what empathy is. Because all of our kids can be little bullies and crap heads, right? All of them. So when, you know, one of my kids comes home, oh, we're having a party, I don't want Timmy to come.
Mm.
Or, you know, who do you want, blah, 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 but I don't want him. I mean, different if that child's been bullying your child or something. But if it's because of one of the reasons that we've listed, that's a really good opportunity to say, no, that child deserves to come to parties. We are lucky. We have enough money for that child to come. Right? It doesn't matter if they bring you a present, if they don't bring you a present, you know, we can make a difference in their life. And isn't that an amazing thing to do on your birthday? And I remember I had a very dear friend when the boys were in junior school, very dear friend. And we would go to her house for dinner and they'd come here. So it wasn't like we weren't, you know, she didn't know my children. And she had a party and she didn't ask my boys and she asked most of the boys. And I didn't ask her about it, but she brought it up sort of. She said, oh, when Timmy has a birthday, I say to him, this is your day. You don't need anyone around who annoys you or who you find annoying or you don't really like. I let him have one day where he doesn't have to put up with other people. Oh. Of course, I just sobbed the whole way home.
Yeah.
But also, what a terrible thing to say.
But justified in her mind.
Yeah, in her mind, good. Her kid doesn't have to put up with anybody today. And, of course, her kid was cool and good at sports and really smart and everyone wanted to be at his party, right? But how does he learn to look out for other people? And that's actually, like, I am drawn to kind people.
Yep.
And
how do we call in the rectums that think like that?
I don't
know. That's my question for today.
Mm.
How do we, you know, if that was.
Because you can't, as a parent, you can't, I couldn't say to her, that's extremely hurtful. What you are saying about my amazing boys is they are so annoying that my son has to have a day off from them. Or, you know what I mean? Like that's, what a thing
to say.
But they're not so annoying that you won't have us over and you won't come to my house and you won't swim in my pool and you won't, but yeah, so it's very hard.
I don't know.
Somebody else has to do it.
Yes, and I think.
That's why Mandy and I have to come and talk to your school.
That's right. And if we think about, okay, I'm thinking about maybe from a little girl's perspective.
Yep.
She wants. We want to give our daughter a Harry Potter party. Harry Potter party at 10.
Yep.
We're having it at home, and we're thinking, I don't have a ramp to get a wheelchair in, or you know, I just want to keep it on the down low.
Yeah.
Or I'm really overwhelmed, so I only want a few people at the party. Some people can't cope with a big party.
Yeah.
You know. So.
But it's, and I agree. You can have two or three people. Yes, that's fine. Those parties are less hurtful.
Yes, they are. But if you're having everyone.
Yep, or 20, you have to have 25.
You have to have everyone then.
Or if you know that there's this awesome child in your class who doesn't get invited.
Yes.
You could have four people.
You could.
You know, you could have the extra person. And what I say to people is ask. Just say, oh, I'd really love to have whoever, Mandy, at my party. We live in a two-story townhouse. How will that work?
Yes.
And then that parent will say, oh, well, we've got a ramp in the back of the car, yeah, or we will get her in, or, you know, like, because we are problem solvers like you've never met. I mean, give it to me. I can do it, right? Totally. So it might be like, I'd like to have your child, and I'll say, yeah, they'll be wearing their noise-canceling headphones. Okay, cool, that's come fine. In. That's, you know, right. So let's just – let's also be brave enough to say to the parent of that child. And then they may say to you, it's probably not their thing, but I'm so
thankful for you asking.
Thank
and
you.
Then we have a choice.
Yeah. Can he come over for a play one day?
Yes.
You know,
let's
we'll
do
just
it
have
that
a
way. That would work better.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't just go, oh, it's too tricky. I can't.
Yeah. Because but I know there's millions of you out there, right? And I know you all.
Yeah. 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 I've met
it
you.
It was too hard to have my girls. Mm. It was too, you didn't, you know, and. Mm. Mostly they were invited, but I know when we were missed from the physical parties, for sure.
Yeah, and you can just invite us. Like I am an overweight middle-aged woman, but one of my work boys is like, I'm going to run a beer mile. Don't even go into how ridiculous that is. But I went and cheered. Like, yeah. I'm not going to run.
No.
But why don't I want to be there? I still want to be there, yeah, right? So I don't mountain bike, but I love watching my boys. You don't have to be doing it to be involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't make the decision for us or for our children. All right.
I put a lot of groundwork with my eldest son, inviting the whole class to parties in the early primary school years, and he was invited back in return, and a lot of fun was had by all. But I definitely agree that it's harder once they get older. Mm. In fact, friendships all round are harder as they get older. But that's a bigger discussion for another day.
Mm.
There has been some sadness about not being invited to things, especially when seeing siblings getting lots of invites. But for years, he's chosen to do things with family for his birthday, and we just try to make that as special as we can.
Mm.
She continued to say, I may have shared this before, but I do have one story about a birthday party at an indoor play center where I had to climb up into the big climbing structure to assist my son, looking down at all the other mums drinking their coffees and chatting. I wish we were up in that tunnel together.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yep. I was 8 months pregnant at the time with child number three, and I got completely stuck in
you
one of the tunnels with a couple of kids trying to push me
sorry
from behind,
I'm
and another
little six-year-old, I'll help you, lady,
to pull me from the front. I thought I was never going to get out. I finally managed to wiggle my way through. Of course, that memory, very funny now, but sums up a lot of what those early birthday parties were like. Hanging with the kids, helping my son, and looking on at the other mums from a distance. Not much mum networking possible. Oh, I could just cry and cry and cry. That was me too.
Yep, and me.
And there's some kids up there, why are you, what's that on their legs? Why, you know, and you can't blame children.
No, you can't.
But when you're up there having a panic attack.
I know.
And there's no air.
Yes.
And you're 8 months pregnant.
Yep.
You just don't want to hear from the little kid that can skip over you.
No, you don't. You don't. And you know, but you know that you're thinking that.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's the mums we resent. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
it is.
It's not the children.
The odd times that we would get asked to a party, I rarely got to chat with anyone because I would be standing by making sure
that's
my
right.
boys were okay. And the truth be told, sometimes people would sort of trick Woody or bully him and he didn't know. And I was like, this isn't happening on my watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like we'd do bowling and they'd put the bumpers down for him so that he would always go in the gutter.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, kids can be little shits. I'm sorry, they can.
Yeah.
And I acknowledge that my children can as well.
Yeah.
But I just think if you see a mother standing there, maybe go and have a chat with her and find out
grab
why.
Grab her a coffee.
Yeah, and maybe your child, through no fault of their own, they're just being a kid, but maybe they're doing something not so nice.
Yeah.
And I would never tell another mother, right? No way.
No.
Because all kids can be absolute little terrors like all adults can.
That's
but
right.
But maybe there's a reason and maybe just go chat with her because she's probably awesome. Yes. I am good fun.
I know.
So
I would have loved a woman to come up in the tunnels with me.
Loved
I've got
it.
A couple of friends that will step
course,
in
yes.
and will help, definitely.
Yes. Yep.
But I guess until you're in that experience, you just don't know what that feels like.
No, you don't know. You don't. But we're telling you.
Yeah, we're telling you. So if you see a pea in the wild,
Yeah.
And they're at a party and they look like they're upset or they're trying their best. Then you go in and you say, can I go up in the, or can I push them in the swing for a little bit?
Yeah.
Or can,
yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah.
You know, you're not there just to sit down and have a coffee and put your feet up.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Like, help.
I know. I just think back to me, you know, pre-2000 and
2004, Kate.
Yeah, 2004, Kate. Going to parties and actually just sitting there and chatting and having a coffee. And I'm the same. It never entered my mind.
And now if Miss Eleven does, because I'm P,
yeah.
I'm trying to help my friends with kids with disabilities. Yeah. I've never had that.
No.
I never sit down.
Yeah, because they were my last.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know, one day I'll just go out and sit around.
You'll just find her randomly sitting at a play centre. You got any kids here? No, I just thought I might want to get gastro.
Look,
so.
It's been 15 years. I've never been able to sit on these hard chairs and have a Coke, no sugar. And here I am. The trampoline place. I'm taking AFOs off. I'm just making sure no one's going flying sideways off a trampoline. Like, my goodness. Oh, dear.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mostly for us, party invitations have been many and we still have a few. The play centre was the dreaded one, trying to help them climb up to join in. If they went up alone, they took a long time to get up to the top.
Yes.
Lots of kids pushing past and knocking them. So they pushed back. Next thing, confronted by the angry mum for an apology because my child hit their child. We have been invited to tricky parties, roller skating, ice skating, climbing centres. Mostly I stayed to help. We give it a go. That's right.
Yeah.
Now with epilepsy diagnosis, that adds a different worry to the party. Does the parent know what to do? When to call an ambulance? Mostly they ask.
Yes.
And we acknowledge it's tricky.
Yes. Now that said, roller skating party was my 11-year-old when she was 10, I think. No, maybe 8. We had a roller skating party. I invited this friend with her boys.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be bad. I said, this is happening. Miss, whatever she was at that age, loves roller skating.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her the roller skating party.
Yeah.
I've never had one before.
No.
I don't know how a roller skating party works.
Yep.
I know this is going to be horrendous for your boys. I am you.
Yes.
But they're invited. She wants them to come. So what are we going to do? How are we going to help?
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, did we laugh? Did she have a bright red face around the roller skating rink? Were other people helping? Yes.
Yes.
And they came.
Yes.
So you know what? It can happen.
It can happen.
Yes, you might get a back injury.
Yes, but.
Because you're twisting and
but
holding.
Not from roller skating.
No, but you're helping. You know, I knew it. I knew it was going to be horrendous. But
yeah, but
of course
you knew
it.
And so instead of going, we just won't. Let's not invite them or talk to them about it. It's all of our choice whether we go to something when we're invited.
That's
we don't
right.
have to go.
That's right.
But if you're not invited.
Yeah.
You know, there's no choice and it's so hurtful.
And yes, with epilepsy.
Yes.
Diabetes. When, you know, how are we giving insulin? What are they eating at the party? How do you manage that when your child's little and you might leave or do you not leave because you've got to calculate what they're eating? Yes, you're scared of them having seizures. Of course, there's 100 things.
There is.
Yeah. Even just to acknowledge that. Oh, I can see you're staying at the party because of your child's diabetes. Like, what a shit, you can't leave like all these other turkeys that just run out.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's not fair, is it?
Yeah, so I've ordered you a sausage roll.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad you're here and like, I'll get you a glass of wine or something, you know?
Yep.
But it's nice to be acknowledged.
Oh, it is, yep.
Yeah. We are so fortunate. At our special school, we are allowed class parties.
Awesome.
Same school, I have to say. So to navigate around the trickiness of parties, I opt in for class parties every year. Her birthday falls in the last week of term two, so things are winding down anyway. One year, I hired an Emma Wiggle impersonator, and we had a dance party pre-COVID, which coincidentally was pajama day at school. Trying to find a larger size Emma Wiggle's pajamas yes. was another story. So far, this seems enough for my daughter. She also has a cousin 4 days younger than her who is the golden grandchild and beyond her years. Just a constant reminder how far behind my pea shoot is. Birthdays are a happy and sad time for our family. Lucky, I can make awesome cakes.
Yes, you can.
And she does. So at our and Molly went to the same specialist school. This was a revelation to me. You could have a party on the day in their classroom.
And I've spoken about this before
in the special school episode.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So that's when we've had the poo emoji cupcakes.
Yes.
And I got emoji tablecloths. I ordered pizza in.
Yeah.
And happy days.
Happy days.
Everyone's included. I sent an invitation home to say we're going to be having pizza. What pizza do you like? Do you like cheese? Do you not like cheese? Yep. Do you like
gluten-free?
But I thought there's also a lot of sensitive eaters in this classroom.
Right,
we sorted all that out and then I just arrived, gave lolly bags. Some people brought presents. Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
And it was the greatest.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
And you know what I thought? I thought, why couldn't this necessarily be done in mainstream schools?
Oh, probably because they're so worried about the curriculum and the NAPLANs.
Because, you had 24 kids in your class, that's 24 birthdays a year and out of how many days in the year.
Yeah. And even if you said we do it at 2:30 on a Wednesday, maybe not the actual birthday, but that week
we're going to have this party time. So everyone in the class is invited. I mean, we used to bring in cakes and stuff.
Yeah, we did, but they I know all that stuff's all
hard now. But
the school can make provisions. They can say, look, you can get cupcakes from here and here. And this child, like the thing is when my boys were in junior school, because I love gingerbreads, we would run a gingerbread making day before Christmas.
Yes.
And I knew there was two little boys who were extremely allergic to things and I would go to their mum and she would say, I've sent all the things.
Yeah.
And so they sat and did the stuff with everybody, right? So there are ways around things. Yes. We just have to organise it. And, of course, that meant she was organising it, but she just wanted her kids to join in. So – yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be the same in the specialist school. There's always going to be a child that's still not going to get a party.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And so, but at least they got invited.
Yep.
At the very least.
Yep.
Just still not good enough for that little soul who would love to have their own party.
Yeah, it's not.
But they still got included. And that's the thing, because in specialist schools, kids are coming from a very wide catchment.
Yes, yes.
So they might not be able to get to a Saturday party. Yep. So that was what was really great about that.
Yeah, a lot of private schools are like that.
Yeah, you know, they would be.
People can live an hour away because this school has the one thing that they need or want or whatever.
Yeah.
I must admit.
Our mainstream primary school used to, we'd have a cupcake roster.
Yeah.
And so every Tuesday, if it was your birthday that week, you'd go to their office and get your cupcake at morning tea.
Oh, cute.
And so once you'd be rostered on as a mum to make 12 cupcakes for the week or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And I thought that was quite nice because meant everybody got
it's
one.
A cupcake, yeah. When my boys were in like the first year of school, I think their last year of kinder, I really went over the top.
Me too in that kinder year. I don't know
why. Over the top. Well, I think I really wanted them to fit in.
Yeah.
I was really proud of them. But we did, like, I literally did a Lego party. And my beautiful friend Tracy, her husband, who actually makes boxes for a living for all different sorts of things, made me two Lego men.
No.
Life's fucking size Lego men. Amazing. We painted them. They had them at the school for like a few years, just in the entrance of the school. My sister-in-law had it at her house, which is, you know, the house that was near your place, and it was in the window and she'd decorate it for Christmas. We had them at home for a long time as well. And I really went to a lot of effort to make these parties so memorable. You know, I had people bring all the little animals, you know, the lizards. And
yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, and let everybody come. I just knew how special they were.
And you knew that age is when they are more accepted.
Yes, well, absolutely. It's a great age.
And I thought it's going to get harder.
Yes.
So let's have heaps of 4-year-olds over.
Yes.
Because they And are an awesome age.
And we'd invite the whole class. And yep. the parents would all stay and have yeah. a great time. So it wasn't like we were pariahs or anything. No. But then...
But not everyone can cope with that.
No, they can't.
No.
But I... Yes.
You can.
I really can. And, I, you know...
I had a band, a live band, because my next door neighbours were kids entertainers.
Yes,
and they had a band.
Yes, Mandy.
Right?
I forgot about this.
When do you ever have the neighbours that are like second to the Wiggles?
Yes.
Mind you, now I can't remember the name of the band.
No, it's...
Anyway, they had a cow.
Yes.
Remember?
What was the...
I'll have to find it. Anyway, yep. So I thought, well, I just asked them, do you reckon you could come and play some songs? And then, because there were so many twins and all the kinder friends, I had 44-year-olds.
Which is too many.
Way too many. That was Mandy gone wild.
Yep, yep.
And I was pregnant.
Yep.
But 4-year-olds don't scare me. So no. I was like, if anyone can manage 44-year-olds, it's me. Yep. I'm fine. I had all tables set. I had food. It was nuts.
Yep.
I don't think they remember. No. But anyway, I remember.
Yeah, and they yep. had a beautiful day that day.
Yeah, that day.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Now, this might be another thing to talk about.
Yep.
How did you deal with presents with twins?
Yeah, so I, because I was really, you mean people giving them to us?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
I always gave them a present to take each.
Yeah, so did I. And yep. I was really, the less parties that we got invited to, the better the presents
yeah,
became.
Yeah, exactly. So remember that. Rectums.
I'd be like, well, we haven't been to any parties. I got a $50 present.
You've included us.
And
cha-ching!
I felt so happy
proud.
That they
I
were
know,
going. And
me
then I,
too.
You know, not that you want to buy friends, but then I'd be like, let's get them something good so they
yes.
can be glad that they invited you.
Yes.
And, you know,
that's the stuff that goes around your head.
Yes, it's silly, but
it's really
it does.
Some crazy thinking.
My rule with twins is you do not give them a present to share.
No.
When my boys were very little, one of my sister-in-laws gave them one Lightning McQueen truck, whatever the truck. What was his name?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's going to come to me in the middle of the night and people are screaming at yeah.
it. Doesn't matter.
Anyway, one. Mm. And she said, as she handed it over, well, they're going to have to learn to share.
Thanks.
Yeah, they were three.
Yeah.
So
it's a
Boxing
really non-sharing
day,
age.
I was at the sales.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And I went and bought another one.
Yeah.
And they are amazing sharers, but I don't want to fight old Mac. That's
Mac.
His name. I don't want to have all day going, okay, your turn with Mac, your turn with Mac.
Yeah.
So I would say to my friends, you don't have to buy them a big present.
No,
just
no,
two little
okay.
Lego
minifigs.
Two little
presents.
Two little.
Yeah, is, we're not yeah. asking you to spend no. big money.
No, because I
fact
know it's
that
a big
they had
deal,
their own little present to
one
get.
One person to have yeah, to buy two gifts.
That's
but,
right. It
yeah,
is. It is.
Yeah.
And I, so that's why I always tried to reciprocate with them walking in with their own present.
Yes.
And they felt proud about that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. They want to
yeah,
have a present each.
Yeah. One good thing about COVID, I guess, is not having to deal with this.
So true.
But it's hitting hard and quickly now that my eldest has hit high school. There is only 14 months between them and the gap has never been so wide. In the past, I've always taken T to do something special, one-on-one when S has a party or a play date. At first, hubby would say not to, as she expects it, and maybe it's not the right thing to do, but I really don't care.
I think it's a good
just
thing.
Just employed a support worker for a Saturday shift to help alleviate this problem. Most of the time when we do go to parties, it ends in tears anyway from sensory overload. But it's just about being invited and feeling included, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
It is, yeah.
It feels great.
It feels amazing.
She also said, also, when T was in grade one, there were a few parties where all girls were invited except her and one other, also a pea shoot.
No.
That year was mainstream and we had to wait until the end of the year for a spot to become available at the specialist school. On the last day of school, one of the boys' mums in the class organised a going away party for her. It was so lovely. Not many came, but I have never been so appreciative. Oh, beautiful.
Why don't you come?
Why don't you come? What's
you know
to
what?
Not
you
come
can send
for?
Us anonymous speak pipes. I need to know.
Yeah.
Why don't you come?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask our children to parties?
Yes.
Where they're not bad kids. And I have been to parties where the cool kids do really stupid stuff,
yeah.
right? Like throw a lemonade or get up in someone's face because they're excited. No one thinks anything of it.
No.
So I don't understand. I just,
well,
yeah.
it's, it's ignorance. It's I can't be bothered. Mm. My life's hard enough.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
trying to do
yeah.
this for my child. Yeah. I don't have enough money. I've got to choose a few friends. I'm just trying to think.
I know if it's not a big party.
I'm trying to think why. Mm. And yeah, mm. it hurts.
Mm. It really does.
But what a lovely thing to organise a going away party. Thing.
You're a good person.
Yes. Good rectum.
Good rectum. We had an experience in grade four where my twin, who doesn't have a disability, was invited to a party, but the twin with the disability wasn't. The little madam whose birthday it was then took it upon herself to tell the one who wasn't invited that her mum had said it was too hard work to have her at the party. Worst part of this was that the mum was a physio who worked with kids with disability. Definitely agree the parties dramatically taper off as they get older.
Yes. Oh, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
And I said to Mandy, reading these was really triggering.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if it's triggering you, but also other people are getting to hear this.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And it's so important.
Yep. It's really important. Mm. My pea shoot is in grade six now, and I can count on one hand the parties he's been to since he started school. A couple in prep, one in grade one and in grade two. Since then, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What hurts even more, though, is even family and friends, bar one I can think of, with kids of a similar age have excluded him from parties, despite us inviting their children to our pea shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Worse still, they know he has few, if any, friends, which feels like a double kick in the guts.
Yep.
It actually breaks me now, and I know high school will be worse, and I just wish people understood how much these things mean for our kids who are constantly overlooked.
Aww.
You can feel it, can't you? You can feel that agony.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose, family and friends leaving us out, that's a whole other world, isn't it?
It is. And I had some very good friends who left my boys out, and there was no good reason. And I struggle to forgive them.
Yep.
Now to this day.
Yep.
And my boys knew and they cried.
Yeah.
So yep. And if you're willing to come to my home and hang out with my kids and do all these activities with us, we're not that hard to handle, are we?
Yeah.
So
that's right.
And if it just makes you cool to not hang out with them, then you're an asshole. Someone's gotta tell you. And it's me.
Wasn't me.
No.
Oh, dear. It's tricky, isn't it, everyone?
It really is.
I have to say that since moving to the specialist school,
yeah.
especially in high school, and I know not everyone has this because there's a whole lot of peas in no man's land.
Yes.
But on the weekend, Molly went to her friend's party. They have a pool. There was five of them in the pool. And could I not take my eyes off the joy in that pool?
Yeah.
They were in there from 11:30 to
5:30. Wow.
Right? Okay, because when you've got pea shoots, they will party.
Yes, they will. They're awesome fun.
Awesome fun.
Yeah.
And one of her friends kept singing, "It's raining men."
Hallelujah. Yep,
the whole time. Like, did he say it once? He said it 30 times. We were like, okay, we've heard that now. I said, can we start singing "We Don't Talk About Bruno"? We don't talk about Bruno. I was like, okay, great.
Okay, now.
Now do that 30 song. More times. I just don't want to hear "We're Running Men." And we thought, what were the neighbours thinking? You know, oh, who cares? But just the joy, real friendship.
Yeah, beautiful.
I just.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a thrill that I will never get over.
No, it's just, well, it's. We should all be
They're
included.
Laughing.
Yeah.
You know, seeing Molly has only just learned how to jump into a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing her two friends either side holding her hands jump in the pool with her. I don't know. I just never thought that day would ever come.
No.
And
yeah, it's
I don't know. And we sit there with all the mums and we were having inappropriate laughs about the school and it was just I just
had a really good day.
We had a really good day and it was like, you know, Miss 11 was busy, Millie was busy going to parties because she's in year 11 and it's constant.
Party, party, party.
And I was like, I'm so tired from driving them around to everything, but you will never hear me complain about that.
Never.
Because if my girls are included in something, you will never meet a woman who will not drive far.
No.
To get their children included. I will do anything it takes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just have to say when your pea shoot can find their real friends.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's really amazing. Okay.
Started prep full of hope and asked the whole class. The only invites back have been from other pea shoots. Very disappointing. And what does that teach the kids? In grade 5, pre-COVID, our good friends whom we holiday with, etc., had a bushwalking party and told me they couldn't invite my son as he couldn't do it and will organise a lunch instead. Heartbreaking. Luckily, the kid doesn't seem to care and no siblings to compare to, so a bit easier. Parents need to walk in the shoes of a disabled parent for 24 hours and they might start lifting their game. Plus, I get to eat the lolly bag.
Yeah, that's right. That is a bonus. I remember this friend of mine talking about this bushwalking party and she was devastated. Her son's got cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
That's a really
hard... Yeah, and if they're your really good friends, it's like it's okay to do something different and to just go bushwalking on your own and not have it as a party. Or, and I know that's a big ask.
Can we meet, like, we'll meet you 500 metres in, then you're there for the lunch or, yeah, you know, something. We'll meet at the other end. We'll walk in a bit and meet you, do a little bit of the walking. Yeah. Like, they could have.
There has to be a way of including people. It. Yeah.
You could have worked around it.
Mm.
Yeah. And then you think, did they do that deliberately?
I know. You do. Yeah. Your mind plays tricks. It does. The head miles.
My pea shoot is now 18. And has had a party every second year since she was 4. Mm. That was the year I panicked because I suddenly heard of several kids passing away around 4 and got it in my head that my kid can't die before she has a birthday party. Anyway, she went to both special setting and mainstream schools, so her parties had a mixture of friends from each. Most parents from the special school thought I was brave / nuts to even have a party. I can think of 3 times she was invited throughout primary school. Once she hit high school, that became 0.
Mm.
Not even invited shopping, off to a movie or to hang out. The most disappointing was a very close friend's daughter who Kay chose to celebrate her birthday with on several of the non-party years. Special enough to Kay to just have the two of them. Not once did this friend reciprocate. And her mother thinks herself super inclusive because she works in education support. So hurtful. By her 18th, Kay only chose her awesome wheelie friends and support workers and had the best time.
Yeah, so you're missing out. You are missing out on having the Kay in your life.
That's right.
Right?
And I don't know, maybe there's people out there listening as like, well, Mandy, you didn't invite da-da-da-da-da, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe. So but
maybe sometimes we've been blind to stuff ourselves.
Oh, look, and we're not, I'm not perfect.
No.
And I'm sure that I have inadvertently hurt people over time. Yes, and I'm sorry. Yes, and but it's not about when you've had children, like Buzz and Woody started school in 2012. I reckon they've been to 5 parties.
Mm.
Right? Now I know we've had COVID, but they've been to 1 party in high school and I know their friends have been to way more.
Yep.
Right? So it's not, it's en masse. It's a lot of people choosing. And, you know, that's what makes it easier. Oh, well, they didn't ask Buzz and Woody. I won't ask Buzz and Woody.
Yeah.
You know, and then it becomes like a thing. And I know. Parents have obviously spoken about it.
Yeah.
And gone, oh, well, let's not ask them.
It's hard in high school because you don't necessarily get to meet people.
I accept that and the kids themselves are making decisions. Yes, that's and it wasn't role modeled to them in primary school.
But I wonder if there's something we could say. Is there anybody on the fringe in your class that you think would love to come? I was just watching Anne of Green Gables last night with Miss Eleven.
Yes.
And at the start when, you know, Marilla wants to send Anne back and then Matthew said, because Marilla says, she'll be no good for us.
Yes.
And he says, Matthew says, but we might be some good to her.
Oh, no, always makes me cry.
The man came in with the wisdom.
He really
was so funny because she was like, you're not putting your oar in, Matthew. I'm going to look after this child.
I'm the mother of the
Yeah, that's right. Every time he was right.
Yeah,
and I just thought,
time.
What a line, but we might be of good to her.
Yeah, and that's what it actually
is. You know,
is.
If you can teach your kids to look out for other people, is that really that hard?
It's not.
It's not.
And actually, it just makes you such a better person.
Yeah.
And people will be drawn to you because you are drawn to them.
Yeah, that's right.
And all of us are going to have a time in our life when we're left out or lonely or excluded, disability or not disability. So if we've learnt to include people, we can bring some of those people in.
And this goes for the mums too. If we're talking about peace and we've been left out of the coffee dates and the 40ths where everyone goes to Bali and you can't go because you've got no money.
Yeah, or you've got disabled children that you have to look
after.
That is
me.
Yep.
And I just, you know, haven't been able to do those things.
Because you can't work as hard.
It stings.
You're working way harder, but you can't work as hard for money because you know, and a lot of our parents are on P pensions, carers' pensions.
That's right.
You know, there is not a square to spare.
That's why I hesitate to set up any sort of like retreat for us, because I know that only the wealthy people can come.
Yeah, Maddie and I have talked about doing weekends, but I can't do that
to you, Peas, because I know that that would leave out a whole chunk of people that could never get there.
Yep, and we can't fundraise for it all.
Unless it was fully paid for.
Yeah, then we would do it.
I'm not doing it.
No. Nah.
Because that would have been me left out. And then you're like, well, if I'm even left out of the P tribe, well, where do I stand?
I know.
And we don't want you to feel like that.
And that's why we'll never have a Patreon.
No. Nah.
We will never have. We do have live shows.
Yep.
Right? But apart from that, everything we do is free.
Yep, you know, that's right.
Because no way, no way are we leaving people out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, but do we've said it so many times, and when Mandy and I give our talks, people often say, what's one thing? And we say, invite our kids to parties and invite us to coffees.
That's right. We say that to every group we speak to.
Every single group, and it's so easy to do.
And if that mum has disappeared, you could just send her a text, you know, and just say, we're meeting tomorrow. We know you couldn't get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are unreliable friends.
Oh, we are.
We are people that will cancel.
Yeah.
We are people that are so, me in my heyday was so disorganized. I had double ups left,
Mandy,
right and center.
You were not disorganized and you were so tired.
I was overwhelmed and I missed things constantly. And I'd have to say, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Or I'm sorry. I just double booked.
Yeah.
But
your real friends don't care.
Yeah, they didn't. They were patient.
Yeah.
But I suppose new friends along the way probably thought, she lets me down.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we're saying to you now. We might let you down.
Yeah, we will.
But on the other side of it, we'll also be incredibly supportive and when you're going through some shit. Yeah. And if you cancel us 10 minutes before.
Oh, we don't care.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go and do something else. Literally do not care. So that's a really nice thing.
Well, it helps on my end to be able to know that I'm not mortally wounding you if I pull out because my child is not coping or I'm so tired from being at the hospital all day or, you know, that sort of stuff.
And it is what it is. Like I have left, you know, because I love a party. Might I just say while we're talking about parties, I love an event.
Yes.
I love a party. I think, you know, for my 50th, I'm going to have a music festival. I love parties, right? But even me, you know, I left a party early on the weekend because I need to be here for my children and I need to be here when they wake up and I need to, you know, like, so we all have been left out I have let people down by going early, people that I love who want me there.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, we're worth it for the time you get us.
I will give you bang for your buck at your 50th, all right? I'll be there for 4 hours.
Yep,
and
you'll dance.
Don't you worry, I will dance. Then I'll be like, see ya.
See ya, yeah, I'm out. You can just stealth leave. And I'm like, what time did Mandy go?
Oh, yeah, who knows? But you know what? Also, I had a 40th because I wanted to celebrate. Mm. I wanted to show my girls that I wanted to celebrate myself.
Yes.
Right? And I also really wanted to thank everybody that had helped me in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's huge.
And so I saved and saved and saved.
And it was beautiful.
And I paid for that party. Well, whatever, you know. The only person that loves a party really is yourself, right? Because all your people are there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I tried.
Jamie
Fraser was there. I bought the cutout. I got Darren to bring him out too, which is actually weird. And I was like, here comes the star of the show.
If you don't know who Jamie Fraser is, you're just going to have to Google it.
Yeah.
And welcome.
Welcome.
Yep.
Season 6 coming out soon.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted to say thank you.
Yes.
I know I've been tricky.
Yep.
I know you've really helped me more than I've ever helped you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. I felt like that at the boys' first birthday too.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people have got me through something I didn't think I could ever get through.
That's
so
right.
Thank you. And it's not really enough, but it's all you can give.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I mean. It's not enough.
No. But I also, every time you ask a pea shoot to a party, someone at home is saying thank you.
Remember, and this is what we talk about too. Mm. We ring grandma. Mm. We show the neighbour.
Mm.
We put it on the middle of the fridge.
Mm.
We show the siblings. The whole family celebrates.
Oh.
You don't know unless you've been in a house of
you
a child deprived of party invitations.
You do not know.
It's a big deal. And we go and buy the present. Oh. Molly plans the presents for miles out. And then she actually went with Amy, a support worker, to buy the present for her friend on the weekend. And what joy.
Oh,
she chose
such
it.
Joy.
She chose a blow-up icy pole because his friend has a pool.
Yeah, perfect.
And a block of chocolate.
Yeah.
What a great present. Great wasn't present. Me going, what am I going to get her?
Yeah, yeah,
buy
yeah.
something wrong.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh,
I know.
What a day. We also want to say too that we spoke to
an organization called Friend in Me, and we're going to speak right. to, and that we didn't record it properly. We've had, I think, two or three times where, yes. and it was that one. And we're going to speak to Rock Your Spectrum, which is a place here in Melbourne.
Yep. Yes, there's two of them.
Yep.
Preston and Moorabbin.
Yep.
And this is what we want help for when we do the great parties episode.
Yes. So we're going to talk to them. They don't know about it yet, but we're going to. And
tell us about.
And then you can send us speak pipes or emails and tell us
all the people that do a good job in parties. If you've got a business.
And a good idea. Yeah.
Tell us. Tell us your best party idea that's worked with your pea shoots. I had a, an aerial princess, as in Princess Ariel.
Yep. Not modest. Aerial the house. From the roof.
when they were six.
Yep.
Oh, you know, she ran the whole party. Everyone was included. Beautiful Sunny was there in her wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I've got precious photos of that time.
Yep.
And, you know, that was one of really happy party. And that's when they got like the massive pack of Barbies each from Darren's brother. That added to our 72 Barbie collection. I've got a beautiful photo of them both in like Rapunzel dresses with their Barbie pack each. And it was lovely. So...
And something else that's been really beautiful for my boys is that often my work boys will come to their parties.
Yeah.
And so we'll have, Buzz and Woody are active.
Yeah.
So we will often have parties that probably a lot of you would think that is a shit party. Anyway, so we'll go to a climbing centre or something or a ninja place.
Oh, but that's perfect.
And the work boys will come and climb with them
and joke.
So fun. And the really beautiful thing about that is that my boys now love these men, that are really good role models that never intended to be, and they seek them out. They'll be like, oh, they're coming over, let's go. And I just think, wow, we've had, because we don't have a lot of that intergenerational stuff and we've been able to have that. So even though they maybe haven't had as many mates there, they've actually had these awesome work boys,
and isn't
men.
That what happens? That happens with support workers. Yes. That happens, lots of us.
Yes, and they're
parts
friends.
Of your family.
Yeah. So,
so
I'm really,
important.
Really, really lucky. Yeah. And the boys are lucky. And like, we're going to Falls Creek this weekend, and a few of the work boys are coming because they've got like a festival thing up there. I think we're going to see Dr. Carl. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Contain yourself.
I will
be.
When we
saw him at the ABC, it's Dr. Carl. It's Dr. Carl.
I know. So he's going to be there. He's on the mountain. It's not a very big mountain.
Oh,
if he thinks I'm not
going
to track him down, he's wrong. Anyway, but my. A couple of the work boys are coming, and Buzz and Woody are like, oh, yes, we get to.
It's so fun.
I think, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should stop talking.
Right. The main thing that matters is that our pea shoots are loved by us.
Yes,
right?
It is. And
so
we
if
give
there's
them parties.
No parties, we give them one.
Yeah, yeah.
We have family over, or you do it yourself.
Yep.
And you spoil them with presents.
Yep.
And, you buy them a great cake that they like or don't like.
Yes.
You have 20 nuggets, which Molly had last year for her 16th. 20 nuggets. That was her lunch. She ate every single nugget.
What a day.
Once I realized, just get what she wants.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh,
the it's
the
best freedom ever.
Yeah.
Right? When I had to get the Minion Duna cover. Oh, I hated that Minion Duna cover. But she loved it. It doesn't matter. So at the very least, us as the peas, the mums, the dads.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
You're doing a good job.
And you're giving them a beautiful
day. And we see you.
We do.
And so at least they know they're loved by us, hey?
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. Okay, send us through all your messages.
We want the good stuff. We'll take the bad and the ugly too.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we're here for. Okay, before we get into our Cry Laugh Difference this week, Mandy and I wanted to say that we have booked our Sydney shows. We are coming to see you, Sydney.
We are.
So we're pretty damn excited. I'm pretty sure we've locked in Brisbane as well.
And it's Sydney in winter. We're going to be out of our 5K.
We are, hopefully.
That'll be 2 years that we've been in winter in our 5K. This will be amazing.
So if we make it 1,000 kilometres,
you're
going to hear us. You'll hear us landing in the plane. Like, what is that terrible
come to
cackle?
The airport. Woo!
Yeah, can you bring signs? Kate and Mandy.
It's the 18th of June.
Yeah, it's the 18th of June. We're going to do a 4:30 show and a 7:30 show. So instead of doing the financially sensible thing and doing one big show and costing us way less, we're going to do two little shows because we want to be able to meet you.
Yep.
Because this podcast is different.
Yeah.
And we love you all. And we've heard speak pipes from you.
We want to meet
emailed
you.
Us and Instagrammed us. We want to meet you. So that'll give us a little window at the end of each show to meet some of you if you want to meet us.
Yeah.
And we'll sell some merch. Yep. And we're going to get new merch. And I think Brisbane's going to be the 1st of May.
Yes.
And I think it's part of the Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Think. Hopefully you'll laugh. But we have – that's just getting completely locked in. But Sydney is locked in.
Yes.
So, 18th. We'll give you more details. But
so Brisbane, now we'll be able to – like I'm thinking we'll be able to meet Gary in person. Like I have never met him.
No, we've never met Gary.
So Gary will be a part of the show in some way.
Yep.
And, we will – my gosh, peas and beans unite.
Peas and beans. All the veggies are coming.
So that's really exciting. Canberra's working.
Canberra's working.
And the other thing, if you're in Tassie, the loose plan is that we're coming to the Special Olympics National Games in Launceston.
Cannot
that's
wait.
The week of the 17th to the 21st. Molly's made Team Vic.
Yeah.
So we just had to work out because she thought school camp was the same week. She was ready to ditch Team Vic and go to school camp. And I was thinking,
we're not doing that.
What am I going to say to Anna at Special Olympics? Anyway, phew. School camp is the next week. So Kate and I, along with Special Olympics, we're going to work something out.
Yep.
Or we're going to do a little show.
Yep.
We're going to include the athletes.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. So if you're a Tassie P.
Hopefully we'll be able to see
We just don't know what date yet, but we'll let you know. But it's that week.
Yep.
Okay? In Launceston.
Yep, Launceston.
Darren said if because he's not going to come, he said, well, if I did, I'd just be going straight to Cradle Mountain. So I was like, okay.
All right, okay. You just leave your child. He likes a hike, that
he
man.
He does. He really, really does. Anyway, what made you cry this week?
Okay, so what made me cry this week was just being completely overwhelmed at wrapping up work and telling everybody and all those decisions and on top of everything else that I'm going through. Yes. That was just a bit of a, was one of those.
It's a lot.
What about you?
One of the buses caught on fire at Molly's special school. And it was the one day I didn't go. So there was all the excitement, Darren sending me videos of this bus exploding on fire.
Yeah.
I didn't cry about that, but it just made me emotional about our kids are so vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on those buses for hours.
Yes.
And anything can happen. But anyway, we found out that it was the exhaust caught fire onto a pile of leaves that the bus had backed into.
Because I thought
like the engine had exploded.
Surely
and that
not.
Was just giving me nightmares about was that going to happen in the middle of the road.
Yep.
So anyway, big drama at the school with the bus on fire. So it just made me emotional as to how vulnerable they are in those buses.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. What if there's someone who's not really communicative verbally and they want to tell their carer or mum
and
they don't know how to do it at that point in time because bus on fire is not
that's
something.
Right.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
Yeah,
it's scary.
It was really kind of emotional and exciting and she had a lot to tell me about.
Yeah. So that's, that's.
Make a difference.
Yeah. Okay, so my make a difference this week is pea friend Lorraine.
No.
So she's been like just listening to me rant about ridic-tax, boring stuff.
Yeah.
But she's been a good friend. And we all know that they are very, very valuable.
Yeah.
So she is my make a difference this week. What about you?
Yep. I was just so thrilled the girls were all equally as busy on the weekend
because
that never happens.
Yep.
So I was really grateful to be driving them around 100 places.
Yep.
But the other thing, I started watching a TV show called Murderville. It's on Netflix.
Murderville.
Yes. And it is just ridiculous. And it is Will Arnett.
Oh,
right.
So it is
just a comedy show, but they're pretending to solve a murder and they have a guest comedian every episode. So the first one I watched was with Conan O'Brien. So it's silly.
Yep.
But I laughed a lot.
Oh, that's what I want.
So you need 30 minutes of laughing over a silly, ridiculous show.
Yep.
So Murderville is the one.
And they're all funny.
They're all funny.
Yep.
Well, I've seen two. And they're funny.
No, I mean the comedians.
Oh, yeah, they're all comedians.
Yeah.
So you don't know whether they're ad-libbing.
Yeah.
Or you can't quite tell if they're ad-libbing or what.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Okay.
Right, so the murder was about a magician the first murder was about a magician that cut his woman in half and killed her.
Right,
and then they had to piece together who was the murderer. And then they go out as these crappy police detectives and, anyway.
Funny.
Okay. Easy going, easy to watch.
Yeah, good.
That's what the peas need.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I had two things that made me laugh this week. One of them was our little local strip of shops, which has about 27 massage parlours, has got a new shop, which is always exciting because we spend a lot of our time at these shops.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And it's a tobacco shop.
I didn't know that. Where is it?
It's where the Bendigo Bank used to be, the cheesecake shop. Anyway. Anyway.
Is it for vaping now?
Yes, I think. Oh. So anyway, it's got those shisha pipes.
Wowza.
Tobacco and vapes. Anyway, so we're standing looking at it, Buzz and Woody and myself. And first Buzz goes, well, that's Mother's Day sorted. So I said, well, you're not 18, so thank God you can't go and buy me anything. Right. He goes, well, it's coming. I'll be able to be there soon.
Oh, no. And they're very aware of turning 18 very soon. Aware. I'm hearing about it a lot. Yep. She said, I can drink Coke.
Yeah, you
Whenever I want.
Yeah, was that really true? Well, my house, my rules.
Yeah.
And then Woody said, Mum, all the cool kids vape, so maybe you and Mandy can start vaping, and instead of a pod bar, it could be a vape bar. Because when I come in, there'll just be all haze everywhere. Just imagine you and I vaping away.
Look, I want to give it a go.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't have teenage children, you don't know how big vaping is.
Oh, my God, it's enormous.
It is a terrible scourge. I'm sorry to sound like an ancient person, I don't think the government, I don't know, maybe you know, but they're all vaping.
I don't know how bad it is.
It is so bad.
It's wild.
It's just, through everything.
And I feel like I gave up.
Poor kids are going to be addicted to nicotine.
I gave up smoking because I knew it was going to kill me. And now these kids.
I know, they're all smoking and vaping.
I could have been having a great time for the last 20 years.
And then my second laugh, which I have laughed about a lot. So I was watching Mia Friedman, beautiful Mia, who's a big supporter of the podcast. Mandy already knows. Anyway, she does these incredible videos, right? And, you know, she's
I love watching her.
Yeah, she's just full of life. Yeah. Anyway, so she was wearing a blue skirt and she was like an elasticy waist one and she pulled it up over her boobs and then she put her bra on top of the skirt. So there's a blue skirt, very pretty blue bra,
very
I might
pretty.
Say.
I do not have pretty bras.
No. Anyway. And she's like, I think I've invented a thing. Is this a thing? I could wear this. Anyway, so I went and found one of my daggy skirts, pulled it up over my boobs, put my bra on top of it. I didn't even take my bra off. I just hoisted my tits in because they're so floppy. And I was sending Mandy a Snapchat going, I don't know, is this, do you think I can pull this off? And then number one daughter walked in my bedroom. She was like, what are you doing? Anyway, so laughing about that. Then Mandy sends back a video. She's just got a normal dress on with a big bra. Mandy's not a small-breasted woman. Over the top of the dress. I have laughed.
So, Mia, if you need help.
Mia, look.
We're here.
We're going to bring it. We're going to bring this. And
it
you may
gave
have invented
us a lot
something,
of joy.
But it's probably not going to be modelled by the peas. But I tell you,
it gave us so
a
much
lot
joy.
Of joy.
Yeah, if you want to send photos to Kate on Instagram, go for it.
Yeah.
So fun. I love all this stuff because you're like, we can stay young and hard.
Oh,
you know?
We can do what we want.
I know, it's awesome. I laughed at Special Olympics.
Yep.
I'm not going to disclose the person.
Yep.
Loves the podcast.
Yep.
Big fan.
Yep.
Gave me some stuff to help with the constipation of the person in my
right.
house.
Yep,
very
yep,
thankful.
Yep.
And then she said, I said I would say this. She said, yes, because I've had a very hard time with this myself.
Yes.
And she said, and I like to call it shy bottom
oh.
when I'm out. Or when I'm away.
Yeah.
And I can't
I've just
go.
Got a shy bottom.
And I'm sitting at the track at 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Yeah. Crying with laughter about shy bottom. And when we've all had shy bottom at
we
times.
We have.
And you're like, I can't go.
I can't.
And I just never heard the term.
No, I've never heard it either.
And that's my gift to you, telling me about shy bottom. Thank you. The other thing that made me laugh, Molly got home from school yesterday. Apparently year 7 took over the sound system and said, fuck.
I love that person, whoever they are.
Throughout the whole school. And I thought, Why wouldn't you want to teach in a specialist school?
Oh, why? Right? That's
because
awesome.
There is joy so every corner fun. Along with the trickiness. But she said, we were shocked.
Oh, I would be shocked if I was sitting in a room and I just heard fuck over the loudspeaker.
There was no language warning.
No
that
language
person
warning.
Obviously just got in there and thought, today
is
my day.
This is my moment. Is it always on or did they have to like turn it on?
I don't know. Obviously I wasn't there.
No.
And the whole school just got it. And she said the principal, her teacher said the principal will not be happy about this.
I don't think that she will be.
I just thought this is the best.
And also before Mandy and I go, I wanted to say thank you to the peas who sent Mandy and I rats.
Oh, yes.
Not
thank
little
you.
Animals. No. Rapid antigen test.
Yes, thank you.
It's an amazing.
Oh, it's a gift.
It's an amazing gift, and thank you. You're
all
so considerate, and a few of you have sent us donations through the website.
Yes,
it's life changing.
Yep,
and we thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
All right, over and out, Jose.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.